Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus battle, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheel, and not to forget about our USPS bulk mail center haulers hauling the bulk mail all around the countryside. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel out there. And good morning to Tom. Hope you're having a great morning there. And don't drive too hard there, Tom. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we also have a website where you can check us out, and we're simulcasting a show right there, right now, live and in living color. It's called the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check everything out. Now, joining us to start the show off in this hour is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it's really hard there's so much going on right now. Joe Biden is out there, and he's getting the people stirred up. Elizabeth Warren's getting the people stirred up. Other Democrats are getting the people stirred up. Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell. Somebody somewhere along the line needs to have a level head on their shoulders and see if they can unstir them, you think?
Matt, come on now. If the left doesn't like something, they destroy it.
Yep.
And they obviously are not going to like, and already don't like, the draft opinion coming out of the that was stolen from the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're already intimidating the justices. Justice Alito actually was supposed to speak yesterday someplace, and he had to cancel that.
Right.
They have published the addresses of, I think, five judges' homes in Maryland and Virginia. So the groups that are being rallied to protest in front of their homes, nowhere to go, and they're getting paid a stipend to protest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was mentioned that leaking something coming out of the Supreme Court may not be a crime. I'm not so sure about that, because I think what documents and what happens inside the Supreme Court prior to final published opinions on cases is classified. I do not know that, but I think that's the case. And so classified then material was taken and handed to the press. So there's at least that. I heard some rumblings, too, yesterday that the Senate may, in fact, launch a bill and see if they can get it passed real quickly that puts all things of this draft being leaked as a crime. I don't know if it'll pass the House, but nonetheless, you gotta at least put it in the pipeline.
Right.
And so it's really kind of interesting where this thing could go. Now, of course, the White House is not concerned about the leak at all. They're concerned about the proposed opinion, decision.
Right.
Which is, if you heard Jen Psaki yesterday, it's precisely what she said. This harms people, and then they're manufacturing other rights that are taken away from you. They're literally manufacturing them.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that, you know, gay marriage will be outlawed and, you know, you can't have LGBT students sitting in the same classrooms. And I mean, they're just manufacturing things. And that means that they didn't read the opinion because it virtually says in there it has nothing else to do with anything else. This is simply about this particular...
That is correct.
Yep. Out of Mississippi.
Yep. Yep. Now, good morning to George the Godfather. He's saying good morning, Captain, and everyone. And we saw George yesterday. He stopped by down there at Mixon's, and where we had our have lunch thing down there yesterday, and had a really good group there. And yesterday, of course, the National Day of Prayer. So, the Department of Health and Human Services has posted on its website information about gender-affirming care and young people. Pushing the gamut, aren't they?
Well, you know, I've only heard a few people say this, but, you know, we're eliminating genders, okay?
Yep.
And so, now all of a sudden women have babies. Well, wait a minute. 2 weeks ago, they were birthed.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, G-E-I-C-O, can help you find coverage for almost everything you own. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and it can even help you with homeowners, renters, and condo insurance. So before you go out and make a big splash talking to an insurance agent, talk to the folks from GEICO and see if they can save you money overall on your house, your car, your truck, your boat, and whatever else you got. So there you go, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
Now, we have got a couple of situations here. First of all, as the abortion protests continue, they went and put up that great big fence that they had around the Capitol, around the Supreme Court. They had a smaller fence up earlier in the day yesterday, and then they said, nope, they went and put the big fence up, like the one that they finally had there around the Capitol. I'm not surprised they did that, but we also have out in California a non-related incident here, but just the audacity of Gascon and what's going on again. The L.A. County's DA office will not charge
the alleged Dave Chappelle attacker with a felony?
Well, they're not charging him with a felony, but I think it is a misdemeanor.
Four of them being charged with four misdemeanors.
And Gascon's reason is because he didn't use those weapons. He carried them in his backpack or his, you know, had them with him, but he didn't use them. So that's why he's not being charged.
Okay, and Senator John Cornyn from Texas has introduced a bill that provides for more security for the Supreme Court justices and their families.
Yeah. Won't, I mean, it's not going to get anywhere anytime soon, but, yeah.
I guess it's just a point of view about it.
Well, I mean, look, if you're, they're essentially government employees, you know, you've got cabinet secretaries that, have security, have Secret Service, or some kind of security.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this is the way it's going to be with the Supreme Court, I mean, they may be forced to do that, include them.
Now, the FDA yesterday limited the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine due to the blood clot risk.
Yeah, I think there were 60 cases. It wasn't necessarily risk. There were blood clots. So it was not approved, and I don't know where it's going to go from there.
Good question. By the way, the Russians have been stealing Ukrainian farm equipment, threatening the grain harvest. But they're not going to be able to go and harvest any of their grain because the Russians have all the equipment.
Well, that's only partially true, because they did steal a bunch of it, and it was reported, because I think it's all U.S. farm equipment that Ukraine bought.
John Deere.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. But there's actually a feature on there that keeps them from starting. So they towed the equipment, and then they got someplace and they tried to start it, and it remotely... or whatever, because I think it's got GPS on them, they were rendered inert, so they can't use them.
Mm.
Yeah, I read that. I almost wrote about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, use them.
I got one for you. What's the Office of Environmental Justice, which has just been created by the Justice Department and Attorney General Garland?
Well, it's all part of climate change and the Great Reset. So, not only is it permeated through White House policy, but now it's permeated through the military, and now it's obviously gone through the Justice Department.
Hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Okay. I understand there's a law going to be passed to change this because they don't want anybody, any corporations deducting paying for the abortions for their employees. But apparently, Goldman and JP Morgan is now going to be paying the abortion travel costs for their employees to go.
And Amazon.
Wow. Well, I heard they were going to change the laws to make so that they couldn't do that, the tax laws.
Well, I mean, they can give it to the employee as a stipend. They can give it to the employee as a bonus. I mean, they can, and so whatever. But here's the deal. It's where are these women having to travel? Therein lies the question, because you know, for the most part, they don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to leave their state, not unless you know, in the case of, say, Mississippi, you know, when you want to have a late-term abortion or a full-term abortion, you might have to go to another state, but chances of that are slim.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, you can't figure out if you have to have an abortion at 10 weeks or, you know, 20 weeks. So,
well,
essentially what's happening here is that these corporations are paying for the abortion. There's where it is.
Let's see if we can understand this one. Chucky Boy Schumer said he's going to force a Senate vote on abortion next week. If you can't get all this other stuff passed, how's that going to pass?
Right. I mean, he wants to codify Roe. Well, you can codify Roe, but if you look at the original text of Roe, the abortions today are violating the Roe decision. I mean, abortions are being used as a method of contraception.
Hmm. Well... by the way, Israel says that Putin did apologize to them over his comments about the Holocaust.
It was Lavrov's comments.
Oh, really? Okay, well...
Yeah, Lavrov made comments and Putin allegedly apologized.
Yeah, the headline says Putin, so that whatever.
So, I mean, where's the Pope on this one? Or where's this high Russian priest that, you know, is on Putin's payroll? No, where's all that? I'm not seeing it.
Do you, by chance, have Frontier Internet?
I do not.
The FTC says Frontier lied about their Internet speed claims, and they're going after them.
I got rid of Frontier a long, long time ago.
I think I know why. They never had...
I got rid of Spectrum.
They never had the
Spectrum.
Yeah, they never had the Fios in our area, so that was part of it. By the way, if you're going to buy a home, the 30-year mortgages have risen to 5.27%. That's the highest rate since 2009.
Yeah. So what's going to happen to the housing market?
It's going to drop off.
Yes, it is.
Because the down payment now is going to be... a lot higher than what it was to begin with. So, yeah, it's going to drop off. A lot of people will go back to square one, I'm sure. Shame. It's a shame.
Well, they have the variable rate. What is it, adjusted rate mortgages?
Yep. All right, one last thing. I hear the music, but I'll make this quick. Iran could already have its nuclear Islamic bomb.
Yeah, we know that was a
delivery message. Yep. All right. I will talk to you on the weekend edition tonight, so have yourself a great day on the mountaintop. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things she writes about. You'll know what's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A radical organization called Ruth Sent Us has set up a website directing angry abortion activists to go to the homes of the six extremist justices, in their words, 3 in Virginia, 3 in Maryland. Those protests set to take place next Wednesday. This as there's bipartisan support to get additional federal funding for the Supreme Court justices to allow around-the-clock protection for justices and their families.
Because we deal in these matters on a daily basis, to make that kind of threat to the Supreme Court is an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is up another few cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, sir, it sure is. And let me remind you that the National Aviation Academy, you can find out about them first by going to the web and looking at their website. That would be NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And once you do that, then give them a call. But in the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one, of course, is right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, and over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater is where their campus is down here. Now, up in Massachusetts, they're just outside the city limits of Boston in Concord, Massachusetts, where the campus is up there. So those are their two campuses. In addition, the website, of course, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And what you should do
is call them up at their number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, or maybe you might want to take a tour of both of them and figure out which one it is you want to go to. 14 months later, you'll be back as an aviation maintenance tech, probably making $60,000 to $70,000 a year if all you do is get a job and work here in the States. Now, if you go overseas and work over somewhere overseas, you more than likely are going to make $100,000 or more. So it just all depends on what you want to do. Now, keep in mind that former military, your GI Bill, of course, if you haven't used it, many people haven't, it'll pay for everything you want to do to become an aviation maintenance tech. And if you got any aptitude at all, can take things apart, put them back together, worked on cars, worked on lawnmowers, worked on motorcycles, worked on bikes, whatever, if you can do that sort of thing, then I would say that you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. 800-659-2080, NAA.edu, and happy job hunting. Now, the U.S. Army and airborne units and special operations troops launched a very large drill in Europe yesterday. And in Brussels, while the American special operators were getting ready to do what they were going to do, the Belgians were already out there laying ambushes for them. Haven't heard what happened yet, but you don't want to ambush the Green Berets, because they'll come back and get you. Now, a junior infantryman assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team died yesterday after a Humvee rolled over and crashed on the base at Fort Bragg. Now, according to the 10th Airborne Corps, the reason for rolling over was probably they were going too fast for conditions. Sound familiar? Probably does. Also, the head of the U.S. Strategic Command, which oversees the nuclear arsenal, which is being maintained by the College Coalition right now, they're still there. They did not go back with anybody. So that's going to be an interesting trip. And by the way, you're probably going to ride when you leave there for the next few days or so. You're probably going to ride in an airport vehicle, like a station wagon or the van. That's how you're going to get from point A to point B. But nonetheless, if you can show up, if you can make it, I think you'll find you'll like what's going on. Okay. Some BAE systems and Pentagon retraction requiring the howitzers to be delayed for the military as they try to make certain little problems they've had with them more user-friendly, if you will, more military-friendly. By the way, your 2022 guide to military benefits, you want to take a look at it, see if they can save you a few dollars. And supporting the veteran-owned small businesses coming up, that's what's going to happen. And, of course, Amanda Mackey running for Congress will have one of those, a small business seminar, that week here in her district. And good luck to you there, Amanda. See how many people you can pull in there and the kind of answers that they're given. Well, the Vermont aircraft are replacing the F-35s from the Hill Air Force Base in Utah that arrived in Europe in February just before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So we're waiting to see what it is that the national aviation folks are going to get for aircraft. Vermont F-35s are ready to fly European air policing missions. This comes after the Vermont model has been given the go-ahead to replace the older aircraft they had. And we'll see how all that plays out, too. Now, the U.S. has ramped up training of Ukrainian forces. The U.S. military is ramping up its weapons training for the Ukrainian forces, as well as the husbands now being trained or simultaneously severed bits and pieces of their limbs and whatnot. That's what they do. And don't forget, NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy. And then, of course, you've got the National Aviation Academy and their website, 800-659-2080 is the phone number to call to get your questions asked as well. And if you want to stop by and see me, you can do that. I'll have them with me, too, by the way. I have the sign-up applications that you can do and see how you make out. It's not easy, and it's not for everyone, but if you're persistent enough and you score above the local level, you'll do just fine. And it's a hard row to hoe, I realize that, but you'll do just fine. Okay. Frank Silvato is going to be coming along here at the top of the hour, five after, that is. Chris Markowski is going to be coming along here at quarter of. And we're going to talk, Chris and I are going to talk about all of this money going up, money going down, and some different things pertaining to the job fair that they're having as well, and give you an idea of what you might be able to look for and see. So it's all going to be interesting. That's the understatement of the year, obviously. It's all going to be interesting, and you should have a great chance. Now, the phone czars, if you will, are telling me that there's a problem trying to get a hold of anyone up in Massachusetts. Well, that number that you call, folks, is down here in Clearwater. So they may not be there. You'll get their answering machine or their answering service. Give them the information, and then they'll call you back. All right. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we shall return with Chris Markowski.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much, Chris. And before we get to Chris Markowski, I want to tell you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and they do business all around the country. People hear us talking about them, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group with the Nissan dealerships and the Acura dealership. And they come on down to Florida, and all of a sudden they wind up with a car with a good deal because your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they do something that a lot of other car dealers don't, but should. They honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue here next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at mossmausacura.com. Go over there, take a look, and tell them the captain sent you. Mossmausacura.com. You'll be glad you did. They're a great, great, great family-owned dealership. Okay, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski is right here. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, that was a great, great little liner you did. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Anything you need.
Yeah. Now, what is going on here? The market was up, and then it was down. Was that all because of Mr. Powell reneging on what he was going to do?
Well, I don't think he really reneged much. It's all based upon an interpretation feeling right now. inflation is alive and well, and because of that, it's, you know, bantered back and forth and how much the central banks are going to do to tame inflation. And, yeah, you got a lot of the algorithms and the computerized trading sometimes takes a control of some of this stuff, and it can drive it in various different directions. I mean, yesterday was a straight dive downwards. There was no real trading at all. It just went straight down all day long. And we're going to see what's going to happen next. You know, the funny thing is we're basically back where we were on Monday. After all that's happened this past week, we're basically back where we were on Monday. You know, so again, you can't judge your portfolio, the companies you have in your portfolio based upon the market. You got to do it based upon the companies that you own. If you do that, you're going to be successful over time. I did a television show yesterday. There was a song from the early 1960s, and I remember used to hear, you know, in the car from time to time, driving on trips. It was Mama Said There'll Be Days Like This. For 3 decades now, and so there's plenty of days like this. It happens. Markets trade, and you know, you want to be successful over time. You don't want to be selling into anything like this. You want to just stand tough and have a little bit of courage.
Now, some of this, you know, it's nuts what's going on right now with all the different things coming out of Washington, D.C., with the Supreme Court and everything else. But Eric Swalwell had to really say the dumbest thing I think I've heard yet. He said that the Republicans want to ban interracial marriages, and that's the next thing to come from him. I mean, is this guy, I don't think he's all there.
I've heard some other far-fetched statements like keeping kids out of schools and yep. The hyperbolic statements, they're not helpful by any stretch. They really aren't. I mean, if you want to have a conversation about a topic or whatever it may be, fine. But, you turn the volume up to 10 right away and you don't make any sense whatsoever. You're not trying to solve a problem. You're just trying to raise hell or try to raise money or bring attention to yourself rather than actually be, you know, the slightest bit Socratic and debating something. So, again, people who speak like that, you just ignore them. They're not worth listening to.
Now, a couple of things regarding business and whatnot. First of all, a poll says that the economy is the top issue in the upcoming midterm elections, even though the Democrats are trying to turn people away from the economy and turn them back onto social issues, which I think is a losing battle on their part.
Well, they're going to continue to push when it comes to this Supreme Court thing and the abortion thing. There's no doubt about that. They're trying to figure out how to play this student loan thing, and I think that they're finding out that it's actually, you know, it might not be worth it for them politically to do the handout. I think it might tick too many people off, including many Democrats that paid off their student loans and worked their way through college and,
sure,
and did all these things, to say that they got to pay for somebody else's student loan. And especially nowadays, these colleges are like carnival cruises. It's not like when I used to go to school, for crying out loud. You ever see these dorm rooms with cappuccino machines and all this stuff? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think many Americans are none too happy about that.
Now, labor costs jumped 11.6% as productivity fell 7.5%, the biggest decline since 1947.
The productivity has to do with inflation, and then that's basically it. It's a calculation, and because inflation is running so hot, it's really did a number on that the productivity number, and that's basically what it is. We've got to get inflation in check.
Well, I guess we'll have to be mark our P's and Q's, so to speak. By the way, Elon Musk received a $7 billion amount of money from his investors for the Twitter buyout deal. That was a little better than what he thought he was going to do. Some of the 19 investors that are in there include companies like Sequoia Capital, Oracle Corporation, and co-founder Larry Ellison and Vi Capital.
Again, people got to understand, okay? He sees an asset that has underperformed. It's got a name for itself. There's a brand to it. Everybody knows what it is. And he wants to take the company private, fix it, and then he'll take it public again, and all his investors will make money. I mean, and I try to explain to people. You watch these television shows, those house flipping shows where you buy a crappy house and you turn around, you fix it up, and you sell it.
Yep.
Same concept. Mm-hmm. Same exact concept. That's exactly what they're doing. They want to fix it. They want to make it better, and then they're going to turn around and sell it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Wall Street did slump as investors feared a bigger federal rate hike, and it was worse than what it was, but it wound up finishing off, I guess, 1,063. Is that right?
Dow was down that. NASDAQ was down even more as far as the percentage is concerned. Yes, again, it was a rough day yesterday, but again, you know, try not to judge your portfolio based upon short-term swings in the market. I mean, if you're worried about what's in your portfolio, then you know you should definitely be speaking to your advisor when it comes to that, about the quality that you have in there. But if you've done things the right way, like I said, there'll be going to be days like this.
Well, I've been waiting for the mortgages to go up, and 30-year mortgages rose to 5.27%, the highest since 2009. That was kind of a shot in the arm, so to speak.
This is going to definitely take a little bit of air out of some of the hotter housing markets. There's no doubt about that, especially certain levels. I'm not talking about so much the cash buyers, obviously, and those that crowd and what they're able to buy, but the starter homes and also, you know, some of the almost like the starter affluent homes, they're going to take a hit. People have to borrow money to buy these. Right now, one of the main issues is just there's not enough inventory. Last week we talked about how 10,000 home builders around the country sent a letter to the administration saying, hey, listen, there's going to be a housing recession unless you get out of the way. They didn't ask for a bailout. They didn't ask for a handout. They asked for the government to get out of the way and make it easier for them to build houses so the prices can come down. Since the beginning of the pandemic, you know, cost to build a home has gone up 33%. Those are input costs. That's a lot. You know, it really is. You can get these prices of lumber and a myriad of other things down. It's beneficial. I was talking to someone, you know, who said, you know, just to put in a new pool, this year over last year, it's $25,000 more in 1 year. $25,000 more to put above, and it's just materials.
Wow. Double wow.
Look at Florida. I mean, everybody's got a pool down there before you build a house. Almost kind of like goes along with the pool. Mm-hmm. You mean that $25,000 is the cost of the pool. That's just that. It's just one thing. You know, what about the cage? What about the appliances? What about the wood? Everything that goes along with that. This is driving costs up, and it's not good.
Yep. One last little thing. Mehmet Oz, the one that's running for Senate in Pennsylvania, voted in Turkey in 2018. He has never voted in Pennsylvania.
Well, he's a dual citizen, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He said something like if he's going to drop his dual citizenship. I don't know what it's going to do.
All righty. We will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay low and stay warm.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.